Historians tell us that in times of great emotional stress, Chopin, Beethoven, Bach, Gershwin, and others whose lives haven't even been filmed yet, all these great men sat down at the piano and thundered out their problems, their frustrations. And so Ozzie Nelson, Lord and Master of 1847 Rogers Road, sits down at the keyboard to seek the answer to his problem.
Ever thought how many songs have been written about girls' names?
Oh, yes, lots of them.
Margie. Louise. Josephine. Mary.
Oh, yes, there was a song called Mary.
Mary, yes. No, I don't imagine it's so difficult to write a song. All it takes is a little imagination and musical curiosity.
I really hadn't thought much about it.
As a matter of fact, imagination and curiosity are closely related. Did you know that?
No, dear.
Oh, a definite tie-up. You see, imagination is thinking, and curiosity is wondering. You see the connection?
Imagination is thinking, and curiosity is wondering. No, I don't see the connection yet.
I'll put it bluntly. I'm wondering who that girl was. And at the same time, I can't help thinking what'll happen to you if you don't tell me.
I can't hold out any longer, dear. You're so curious now, your face is green.
My face isn't green from curiosity. That's my tall grass aftershave lotion.
I'm going to end your torment, dear. I made the whole thing up.
Made what up?
The girl. You talk so much about a woman's curiosity, I thought I'd do something to arouse yours. I think I did a pretty good job.
Oh, Harriet. No matter how beautiful she is, regardless of what she said, there's no reason for you to hide it from me.
Ozzie, honestly, I made it up.
What you're really trying to say is you're sorry you mentioned the thing. There's no need to be jealous about it. What difference does it make? Just because this gorgeous thing has a schoolgirl crush on me? We've been married now for 12 years.
We've been married for 13 years.
Oh, yes. We've been married for 13 years. I'm not going to run off and leave you. What was that silly thing you called me when we were first married? Your hubby-wubby? I'm still the same. Perhaps a little more wubby, but still your hubby.
No, believe me, dear, I made it up. There was no girl.
Oh, Harriet. It'd be different if it was something important, but this is much ado about nothing.
Now, don't lose your temper.
Oh, it burns me up. Here, I don't care whether you tell me or not, and you won't tell me.
Well, if you don't care, dear, why don't we just forget about the whole thing?
Fine, we're just getting upset over nothing. But will you tell me one thing?
What, dear?
Now, this is completely off the subject, just an afterthought.
Yes?
What is the girl's name? Hello, Thorny.
Yeah, you sound mighty low. Nothing wrong, I hope.
Oh, not exactly. It's just that Harriet's been acting very, very strange. I don't understand women. They're so darn curious.
Yeah, my wife's the same way. Always curious. Wants to know where I've been. Who did I meet? Where did I spend my money? Where did I get any money to spend?
Going on for centuries, I guess.
Has Harriet been asking you a lot of questions?
Questions, millions of them. She can give me a regular third degree, and that's okay. Let me ask her one simple little question, Thorny, and it becomes a big thing right away.
I don't seem to follow it.
Well, I wanted to find out who a certain girl was.
Girl? What girl?
Well, Harriet went to a luncheon today, and while she was there, some beautiful, shapely girl said some wonderful things about me.
Oz, there's nothing wrong with Harriet. It's that girl that's out of her mind.
Goodness sakes, Thorny, can't you ever agree with me? Now, I may not be the handsomest man in town.
I agree with you 100% there.
As I was saying, I may not be the handsomest man in town, but to somebody, I may look like Robert Taylor. Now, that's believable, isn't it?
Is that what the girl said? You look like Robert Taylor?
Is it believable?
Is that what she said, huh?
Is it believable,
Yes,
Barney?
It's believable, but is that what she said?
Well, no.
I thought not. I couldn't possibly believe that.
Well, you just said it was believable.
Well, we weren't getting anywhere the other way. What did the girl say?
Oh, just some very nice complimentary things. It isn't important. What is important is Harriet's attitude. She's jealous, Thorny. So jealous, she won't tell me who the girl is.
You never can tell what a woman's jealousy will do, Oz. I knew a girl once had a pet frog. The girl's name was Betty Clark.
What was the frog's name?
Jacques Dupre.
Oh.
Anyway, Oz, everything was fine until the girl next door to Betty got a pet frog, too. Betty got as jealous as could be of that other girl's frog. And what really burned her up was when the other girl got more warts than she did.
Women's jealousies are amazing.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now, tell me more about this friend of Harriet's who said you look like a frog.
Well, she complimented me, Thorny. I'm not sure what she said, but it must have been pretty nice or Harriet wouldn't be so darn afraid to tell me who the girl is.
Say, I don't mean to butt into your family problems, Oz, but I think I know a very simple way to find out this girl's name.
Oh, really? Sure.
Not that it makes so much difference, but what's your idea?
Well, it's very simple. Tell Harriet you found out who the girl is. Tell her it's some old flame of yours who happens to be visiting in town. Then make up a real wild story about this girl and yourself, and when you have Harriet dying to hear more, stop.
Stop?
Stop cold. Refuse to say another word until she tells you who the girl really is. She'll blurt it out. Her curiosity will kill her if she doesn't.
Thorny, I've got to hand it to you. You're a genius at times.
I am clever. Let me know how you make out, will you, Oz?
Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
Hello, Mother.
Anything wrong, dear? You sound kind of worried.
Oh, it's nothing serious. It's just Ozzy's a little peeved at me.
Is it anything I should know about, dear?
Oh, it's really nothing. I told Ozzy there was an attractive girl at the luncheon today who said something about him.
That's what he's angry about?
No, he's mad because I won't tell him who the girl is.
Well, then why don't you tell him?
Because there isn't any such girl. I made the whole thing up just to arouse Ozzy's curiosity. To show him that men can be just as curious as women.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope you know what you're doing, dear.
I hope so, too. Ozzy thinks I won't tell him the girl's name because I'm jealous.
Well, you know how curious men are, dear. I'm not going to tell you what I'd do if I were you, but if I were you, I'd tell him.
Well, there's nothing to tell, Mother. I just told you. I made the whole thing up.
Well, I don't like to interfere, Harriet, but why don't you just make up a name, any old name, and then he'll be satisfied and forget about the whole thing.
Yeah, I think you got something there, Mother. Let's see. How about Mary Jones or Betty Brown?
Oh, no, dear. Make up something that sounds like a real name.
Okay, I'll think up a good one. Thanks, Mother.
You're welcome, dear. And, oh, Harriet.
Yes, Mother?
Be sure and let me know how it works out.
Harriet.
In the kitchen.
I've got a little surprise for you. I know who that girl is.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That rate's a bigger laugh than you're giving it.
Why didn't you tell me Liza Cromwell was in town?
Who?
Oh, come now, don't pretend you don't remember Liza. She was your competition when we first started going out together.
Liza Cromwell?
What a girl. Dark, flashing eyes, ruby red lips, rich auburn hair, and a turned-up nose. That was Liza.
What, nobody?
Oh, that jealousy, Harriet, and stop being so curious about her. You know that time I was supposed to take you to the barn dance, and I called and said I couldn't make it? I was allergic to banjos. They always made me talk with a twang.
Why?
Well, actually, it was just an excuse. I'd forgotten that I already had a date with Liza Cromwell. We went out to the amusement park, and the Ferris wheel stopped on top, and you know how you're strapped in. I was absolutely helpless.
That sounds interesting.
Well, when we got off the Ferris wheel, we went in the tunnel of love. We had a whole boat all to ourselves. We got where it was good and dark. I put my arm around her, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
All right, dear.
Yes, sir? Put my arm around her, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Then I pulled her head over on my shoulder, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
Would you put these salt and pepper shakers away for me, dear?
Give them to me. Pulled her head over on my shoulder and put my other arm around her. Do you get that picture, Harriet? Her head on my shoulder and both of my arms around her. But that's all I'm going to tell you. Harriet, are you listening?
Yes, dear.
Then we went into the tunnel of love again.
Ozzie, you're on the wrong track. The girl at the luncheon wasn't Liza Cromwell at all.
I knew you'd crack. What was her name?
Constantina Waffle Mix.
Constantina Waffle Mix. Well, I don't seem to recall...
She used to sit three seats behind you in the second grade.
Well, I still don't recall it. What was it she said about me, this wonderful compliment?
She said you had the dirtiest fingernails in class.
Are you kidding me?
What makes you think that?
Well, in the first place, Constantina Waffle Mix sounds phony.
I don't know why it should. I just made it up.
You made it up?
Well, of course. I told you before there was no girl. I just made up that story.
Honestly?
Cross my heart.
Of course, it really doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
Yes, I know, dear, because you aren't curious.
I'm glad you realize it.
You go on in the living room and read. I want to do these dishes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Of course, you might ask me if I want any help.
Ask you a question and have you think I'm curious?
Will you get that, dear?
Come in, Thorny.
Hi, Oz. I just had to come over and see how you made out. Did it work?
Yeah, Thorny. Constantina Waffle Mix.
Oz, I didn't come over here to be insulted.
Insulting you, Thorny.
Well, come on, tell me about it. Did you give Harriet a story?
Oh, yeah, quite a story. All about a girl named Liza Cromwell.
Who cares about names? What I want to know, did it work?
It more than worked, Thorny. I not only got the business settled about the girl at luncheon, but I got a confession off my chest that's been bothering me for 13 years.
What are you talking about?
The story I told Harriet. It was true. I used to go with a girl named Liza Cromwell, but I never had the nerve to tell Harriet...
Hi, Harriet. Go on, huh?
Yes, go on, dear.
Oh, Harriet. I didn't hear you come into the living room.
What were you just saying about that story being true?
Oh, there's no use starting. I just said that. I heard you walk up behind me, and I thought I'd have a little fun.
You thought you'd have a little fun.
You know, Oz, I think you're going to have some.
You know, dear, I just happened to remember. Somebody did say something nice about you at the luncheon today.
Oh? Who was it? Narcissus Blumjagger?
Nope, it was me. I said I have the most wonderful husband in the whole world.
You sure you're not saying that just so I'll let you put your cold feet on the small of my back?
Oh, darling, how can you say that?
Did you know? There they go! Harriet, tell me this. I hate to sound curious, but how can a woman possibly have such a mellow disposition, such a warm, sunny smile, and such icy cold feet?
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were John Brown, Henry Blair, Tommy Bernard, Doreen Tuttle, and Mary Jane Cross. This program originates in the Hollywood studios of the National Broadcasting Company and is broadcast over the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Vern Smith speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.